Dear Cheap Astronomy, does the recent announcement that there are 10 times more galaxies than we had previously thought change the balance of dark energy, dark matter, and visible matter? Quick answer, no. The longer answer now follows. In October 2016, a team from Leiden Observatory in the Netherlands announced a new estimation of the number of galaxies in the known universe. The older estimation of around 100 billion galaxies was mostly based on the Hubble Space Telescope ultra-deep field observations, where the telescope was pointed at an apparently black and empty part of the sky, but long exposure imaging under high magnification revealed that such an apparently empty part of the sky was actually filled with thousands of galaxies. What the telescope was really doing was peering through a small gap between the 100 billion stars in our galaxy to gain a view of the wider universe. And from such spot-in-the-sky observations, we calculated that if you did image the whole sky at the same high magnification, without all the 100 billion stars of our galaxy in the way, then you would be able to count over 100 billion galaxies across the visible universe. But the Leiden team went back to those images and reprocessed them across different wavelengths for the purpose of capturing more galaxies that had been redshifted into partial invisibility. Based on the enhanced view they gained, they then theoretically extrapolated from what was detected to propose that even more galaxies could have been observed if they hadn't been redshifted into complete invisibility, or at least hadn't been redshifted beyond the resolving power of the Hubble Space Telescope. So this theoretical extrapolation of between 1 to 2 trillion galaxies awaits positive confirmation by a real observation, something the James Webb Space Telescope might manage after its launch in 2018. But in any case, although the Leiden team reported 10 times more observable galaxies in the universe than previously reported, they were really reporting that if you look way, way out, you are really looking way, way back into the universe's past. And if you do look way, way back, then you will find a lot more galaxies than seem to be around in the universe's present. So really, the Leiden team were confirming what most astronomers had generally assumed anyway. The first generation of galaxies in the universe were probably quite small, and as the universe evolved, those small galaxies merged to form bigger galaxies, or in other words, they increased in size by reducing in number. So it is correct to say the Leiden team reported finding 10 times more galaxies in the observable universe than had previously been observed in the universe, although this was more a reinterpretation of existing data than a new observation. However, it is not correct to say that we know there are now 10 times more galaxies in the universe than we previously thought there were. In cosmology, you need to be very careful about how you use the word now. Now, like today now, all you can really see is what's right in front of your face. Once you look out any appreciable distance, you are looking back into the past. So you can't reliably report anything about what is there now. But at the same time, it's totally awesome that we can look out and see the past, seeing things that happened in an era that's long gone, and even gaining insight into how everything that is now originally came to be. This is why astronomy is the awesome science that it is. But anyway, the standard cosmology model of 68% dark energy, 27% dark matter, and 5% visible matter remains valid. At least it's as valid as any working model that says we have no idea what 95% of anything is. So the Leiden team didn't discover that there is 10 times more visible matter than we previously thought there was. They just found indications of how the 5% visible matter component has evolved over the lifetime of the universe.